do you remember about going into foster care?
I just remember coming home from school one day, and I remember, well, the previous night my brother had run away, and he didn't come back. And I remember coming home from school the next day, and there was this car parked in our driveway. Then I walked inside with my key, and I see some guy talking to my aunt and uncle. And my aunt and uncle were crying, and I didn't know why. And then the guy was like, I need you to pack 3 outfits because you're going away on a little trip. And I'm like, why? He's like, I'll explain it to you on the way. And then my brother came over with the police escort and went upstairs, got his clothes, and then we left. And we never went back to the house. I went to a residential placement that I had never heard of. Before I got into the foster care system, I never heard of foster care. From there, I went to my second residential placement, which was different because it was a state facility, and it had, I believe I was the youngest. It had a whole bunch of kids that had a lot of different issues, and I didn't understand why I was there because it was for kids that couldn't contain themselves. They came from mental hospitals, or it was either to go to High Meadows or to jail and stuff like that. And I would ask my social worker all the time, why am I here? Why am I here? And she would always explain to me, because this is the only place that was open that had a bed for you. This is the only place we could put you in for now. I went through several foster homes after that, and then I went to a shelter. And after the shelter, I went through a couple more. After the foster home, I believe I went to a shelter. And then I went through a couple more foster homes. And then I went back to High Meadows. At the second time of living at High Meadows, I decided I thought I wanted to live with my aunt. And I expressed that to her.
So why did you decide you wanted to live with your aunt? With Aunt Polly?
I guess she was ready, and she had asked if I would come and live with her. And I kind of struggled with that a little bit because I wanted to stay. They found me a foster home in Hamden, and I kind of wanted to go there because the school that I wanted to stay in, my same school, it was the first year that I'd been in a school for a whole year in high school, because my freshman year I'd been to 3 different schools. And last year was the first year that I could stay in the same school for a year, the whole school year. And I wanted to stay there. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go live with her and transfer schools or stay at, or go to, move to a different foster home with strangers, but be in the same school that I was in. Because my thing is, I feel that I should, if I can't have stability in homes, I should have it in school. Because no one can take my education away. They can damage it by moving me, but can't take it away from me. After I graduate from high school, I'm going straight into college because I want to go to a school with a nursing program because I want to be a registered nurse when I grow up.
So is there anything else you want to talk, you want to record so that people will know more about you?
I just want to say to anyone out there, if they read this, any foster youth or alumni, like someone who's aged out of the care, stay active in advocating for yourself. If you want something, don't stop. Like I didn't get the, I tried to stay in Hamden High when I was moving with my aunt. I guess I tried to have my cake and eat it too, which obviously isn't possible because I had to switch schools anyway. But I didn't get my answer, but I'm still here and I'm still advocating for Casey, and I mean advocating for myself through Casey, and I helped pass bills. Well, I helped pass a bill, it's Bill 159, an act concerning foster youth and education. It's basically a bill just asking for if a child moves from foster home to foster home, if they can stay in the same school if it's possible. What do you feel about the auntie? How do you feel about my bill? Are you proud of me for making
it? Very proud. I think you're doing a very good job. And I'm hoping that any youth that reads this will see that they ain't by themselves and what happened to them. and they can be able to start and pick themselves up and say something like, if Miss O'Neill could do this, I can do this too. I can help out.